Sant LA, Friday to Sunday, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. East Coast Radio.
Welcome back to East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station, hanging out with Sant LA. So right now, we are crossing over to the States, and we are chatting to Nozipho McLean. Welcome to East Coast Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So the previous time I tried to get hold of you, it was a bit of a bumpy ride, but I'm glad to have you back. And it's definitely still exciting news. And I just want to make mention that I have started to watching the show you are on as soon as I heard a South African was actually acting there. So it's quite exciting for us South Africans, you must know. So in case you don't know her, she's a South African actor, went to study acting in America. After graduating, she hits Hollywood, and currently she is on season 4, right? Is it season 4?
Yeah, season 4.
At the HBO series Westworld, and it's making waves around the world, and she plays the character of Yu Wade. So my first question, right, how long did it take you to decide after UCT that you are actually going to study in America and it's going to be a different career path, which is acting?
I pretty much graduated and then went straight into auditioning to get into school.
Mm-hmm.
So I started the following year. I graduated in 2012 and I was in school by September of 2013.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I kind of transitioned quite quickly.
But how was the transition
to start my master's
for you, psychologically, from home, taking this big jump?
It was interesting because, you know, at the time I wanted to do psychology, but I also wanted to do acting. Like, I loved doing acting in school, so it was just a matter of really which one I wanted to do first. I did my undergrad at psych, just to get my academia down, just in case I have a backup plan if anything. And then I transitioned to the U.S. It wasn't too jarring, just given my dad's American, so I grew up sort of coming to the States intermittently.
Mm-hmm.
But it was challenging, just given my support system is at home. So it was tough, you know. You have to, New York's not an easy city to be in, you know. You kind of really have to fend for yourself, and also just navigating, like, and it's cold, and the wind's packed, and, yeah, you just have to, like, you know, then you're running between auditions once I graduated.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't easy, but it was also fulfilling in a lot of ways. Like, I learned a lot at school, and then I graduated and kind of started to take steps into really pursuing.
I can imagine it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Now, when getting into acting, how many no's did you get before you actually found your breakthrough, if you can still remember?
Many. I mean, I still get no's.
But which one hurt you the most?
You know what? Like, I graduated and then I took a year off because I just, you know, my degree took a lot of time and energy and I needed just a little bit of a mental break.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of started to push forward again in 2016. And I finally got signed. And even then it was like a lot of no's from ages before I found a manager that would sign me. So I got signed and then, you know, they kind of prefaced it being like, we don't expect you to book anything for a year. Of auditioning and maybe going out, I don't know.
Wow, that
three
is
to five times a week.
That's amazing. No.
So.
You were still saying?
Oh yeah, so it was kind of like that before I booked my first job, and then it's a whole lot of no's before you book your second, and so on and so forth. So. I think in terms of, you know, in order to survive this industry, you can't take no's personally, you know?
Sorry. I get you.
Sorry for the noise. You know, you can't take no's personally, otherwise you never survive.
Yeah, definitely.
I like to think about it, like, you know, if I'm making a fruit salad, sometimes I just the ingredients, the oranges, and yours is the best apple there is, but I needed some oranges, you know?
Mm.
Not to say I don't like apples. It's just that I need an orange for this particular fruit salad, you know? So I think in that way, like, it's just a matter of understanding that, you know, at the other side of the table, there's a bunch of people that are connecting a variety of dots. So sometimes you fit that puzzle and other times you don't. And it has no reflection on whether your quality of work is good or not. It's just whether your chemistry in that, in that combination that they're putting together works or doesn't work, you know? So I think I've learned to take no's and, you know, learn from them and keep it pushing, you know? I don't like to, like, wallow and be like, why?
Yeah, for sure. Now, do you have one that has stuck with you that hurt you the most?
I think there's been an audition. There've been a few that I've been quite disappointed about, but I think the one that sort of stands out was one time that I had gotten a callback and fumbled in the audition room, and I didn't fumble once. I fumbled like twice, like a couple of times, you know. And I remember leaving that audition, and I just like cried. and I can't even remember necessarily what the role was, but it was a learning moment for me. You know,
we all come across
just, like,
those.
Forgive myself. Yeah, yeah. And I had more auditions of being like that. I wanted more in terms of like skill. You know, I went out for Black Panther, for example. Like that one was like, there've been quite a few where I was like, oh, I really, that would have been super cool. I was really close on a show called Upload, which was supposed to be on Amazon Prime, and it was between me and the girl that's actually trapped in it right now. Mm-hmm. But that was a hard no for me to swallow. But that one moment, that other audition that I had, it was for a film, and I had gone to call backstage, and it was tough. Career, so I really wanted it.
Yeah.
I learned from it, you know.
I get you totally. Now let's get back to Westworld. Tell us about the heart of the series.
About the heart of the series.
Yes, what does it focus on?
So it really focuses on the concept of free will, I think, in society. It challenges the idea of whether or not, particularly this season, like, have you questioned your reality, you know? And I think it speaks to having the ability to think on your own, to, you know, how much of us, even if you look at content, in society, how much of that are we, like, being indoctrinated by information or technology or, like, you know, social media, and how that infiltrates the way we think, you know? So it kind of challenges notions of, like, mind control and free will, ultimately, as human beings. Because in the show, you know, there's the sound and the flies that are taking over human, like, minds, basically, you know. And in this world, the roles are reversed. Like, the AIs or the hosts are kind of controlling human beings. And then there's a small group of us that get to live outside of that realm, that are questioning humanity. And those are the spaces where, you know, my character kind of plays a pivotal role in establishing a resistance to the party. And then my daughter, Frankie, ends up taking that over and running with it and going to resist, right? And I think, you know, even in the social commentary around formulating resistance around oppressive systems, I think is an interesting parallel, right? We've had the parts of the world where that's still happening, right? So,
sure.
Yeah.
Now, how do you relate to the character you play, Wade?
Well, I mean, she's a mother. She's a wife. I'm not any of those.
There's got to be that one characteristic, though. It could be just one thing. How she thinks, how she reacts.
Yes, yes. No, but what I was going to say was that... you know, so far, though I haven't birthed any of my own children, I've helped raise a lot of kids. So stepping into the role of a mother, it was fairly easy for me to like have that nurturing space. You know, my sister's got a son, and you know, I've helped raise him in a lot of ways, and you know, I've got a lot of nieces and nephews. So I like to say, like, I don't have kids of my own, but I have kids, you know.
Yes, that was
the thing. And even just in terms of her role in formulating a resistance, I think that was something I was, you know, also able to. She's had to fight for her space in the world, ultimately. And so I think in my own personal pursuits as a Black woman in life, and having to take up your own space, and also coming from parents who mutually came out of oppressive systems, is not far removed from me, you know. So my mom's South African, my dad's African American, in his, you know, 70s. So he came up in the era of the, you know, Black Panther movement, and my mom came up in, you know, apartheid South Africa.
Yes,
so
yes.
Like those are two realities that they're having to fight for their space as Black people in their respective societies. And although this is obviously a made up universe, you know, I'm ultimately spearheading a space where we are creating a resistance to an oppressive system as well. So, you know what I mean? I think being able to tie in the urgency of that was something that I was able to relate to.
Thank you so much, Nozipho, for your time, and we look forward to seeing you. Do you have any idea when you're coming back home?
I should be back in like November, December.
That's exciting to know. That's exciting to know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. We will be tuned in, right?
Thank you so much.
Nozipho McLean right there, who plays the character of U-Wade right there on HBO Westworld.
Sam's LA, East Coast Radio.